It's time to spill the tea with McKinsey.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Oh, yes, it is tea time. Kicking things off with your 2019 People's Choice Awards. Went down last night, and pretty cool, Kevin Hart, he made his first public appearance since his horrific accident, and he accepted the award for Comedy Act of the Year.
First and foremost, man, thank God, because I definitely don't have to be here. Being that I am, it makes me appreciate life even more. It makes me appreciate the things that really matter. Family. I want to thank my wife, my kids.
Aw, it was so great to see him. Zendaya accepted the award for Female Movie Star of the Year. Robert Downey Jr. for Male Movie Star. Gwen Stefani got the award for Fashion Icon.
My favorite thing in my life was to go to the fabric store with my mom and pick out, you know, different looks and do different Christmas looks. It was always there. So the fact that this is happening right now is hard to imagine because it's just what I do.
Aw, her man Blake Shelton got the award for Country Artist of the Year. Pink got People's Champion Award. Jimmy Fallon for Nighttime Talk Show. And the Kardashians got the award for Reality Show of the Year.
Wow, thank you guys so much. This means so much because, you know, you guys, the fans, voted for this. And this means everything to us.
And they have been on for, get this, 18 seasons.
Oh, I believe it.
Isn't that wild? They keep churning them out. And Jen Aniston accepted the award for the People's Icon of 2019. So go, Jen. Very cool. Well, John Legend, Kelly Clarkson, their new version of Baby, It's Cold Outside is out.
I really can't stay.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go away.
Well, I can call you.
So they have redone the lyrics. They have updated the outdated subject matter that people find very offensive in the original version. And in this, they have the man calling an Uber, respecting her decision to leave if she wants to. What do we think about this?
I get the idea. I like the idea, of course, respect your decision, but you don't change the song. Obviously, the song was for a certain time that it was out. I saw the daughter of the guy that recorded the original song. I forget his name.
Right.
But she's like, hey, John Legend, Kelly Clarkson, go get your own song and write your own thing. Like, they destroyed his song. I'm sorry. Like, I think it sucks. That's me personally. Like, I agree with the idea in there, but I think Everybody would never say, well, I like the thought and the message of the old song, like, where it's like, do what you need to do. Of course not. Of course not.
I respect your mind and your body. I mean, it is a fabulous message, but it's
terrible
just
song.
It's
terrible
just
song. Well, who's playing that or downloading that? Who wants
I
that?
Will.
You will? That's
yeah,
a terrible song, Liv. That's a terrible song.
We can talk about
good
that.
Good message, Luke. Terrible song.
Good message. We're not sure about the song yet. Well, Drake, got booed off stage. He was forced to cut short. He was had a set at this creator's camp vlog festival, basically, and then he got majorly booed.
If you want to keep going, I will keep going tonight. It's been love. I love y'all. I go by the name of Drake. Thank you for having me.
So, I don't know what the deal, why they were totally booing him, but they were not feeling him, and he cut it short. He was such a gentleman, and he was like, hey, I still love you guys. I go by the name of Drake. And then he just ended his set early because he wasn't feeling the vibe. He cut 20 minutes off a show, which is done. So they were not feeling love.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, they were booing you, my man.
It was in L.A., so it's kind of weird that they didn't like him. But
I don't know. It's hard when you have like certain acts and the other people are like, I don't care about you. I want the other person. But like, wait a minute.
Wait, what about me? Also booed, Madonna. Her fans very upset because she was super, super late to a show. The concert originally scheduled for 8:30 p.m., then changed to 10:30 p.m. They were not having it.
Here's something that you all need to understand, and that is that a queen is never late.
That's why, I'm sorry, I can't stand Madonna. Like, that is rude. I don't care who you are, a singer, like, or a rapper, country artist. You have a show at 8:30. Be there at 8:30.
Yeah, well, even got worse because she honestly didn't take the stage. This was the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace until 12:30. So, like, they moved the time back from 8:30 to 10:30, and then she actually didn't get on stage until 12:30. And people, there's actually a lawsuit because people are very upset because, I mean, you pay a lot of money to see these acts in Vegas. And, yeah, like, if you have other plans, you can't make it. What if someone came in and I don't know how to catch a flight later? So she says the queen, she arrives when she wants, but got booed. People upset.
All right, Mackenzie with the tea here on Joe and Mackenzie. Coming up next, going to get your day started, actually your week started off right. Monday Motivation. We like to share some positive stories and some positive messages. So don't go anywhere. It's coming up in about 10 minutes here. It's Joe and Mackenzie on Radio Now.